you will empty yourself before me today, if you will take this week and empty yourself before me in worship and just pour it all out. Just pour it all out. He says, I have a fresh filling for you. I have a fresh anointing. And I have a fresh spirit to put in you. So Father God, today we come and we surrender and we just pour it all out, Lord. We say everything that's in there, we just pour it out to you. We pour out our praise. We pour out our excitement. We pour out our joy and our sorrow. We pour out our expectation, Father. We pour it out to you. We pour it out to you, Father God. Fill us again, Lord.
Now, as James leads us again, this morning, when we were seeking the Lord at home, the Lord said, if you will pour out and seek me first and worship me first, I will reset your biorhythmic clock within you starting today. The Lord asked him right now to reset everything in you, so that things begin to move in proper timing, that you move in proper timing. Lord, we loose a divine reset today. The Lord told me this morning on this First Fruit Sunday, all of you on the web, just listen to me. You're as much part of us here as wherever you are, because we're coming through a portal. But the real issue is we need to acknowledge His faithfulness. That is His character. He is faithful. It doesn't depend upon your faith. He is faithful. You can get so bound up in thinking, well, if I just had enough faith, what you have to do is enter into His faithfulness. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful to transform you. He's faithful to heal your body. He's faithful to restore you. He's faithful to enter in with you. Wherever you're at out there, where there's two touching and agreeing, He's there in your midst. He's faithful every morning. And the Lord said, tell my people two things this morning. Let me wipe the slate clean on their mistakes from last week, because I am faithful with mercy this morning. Some of you, you wear that. I see people put on that sticky condemnation based upon some thought the enemy gave them. Just take it off right now. Now put on, this is what the Bible says, put on His faithfulness. Wear His faithfulness. Put it on. Walk in it. And the other thing He said on this first fruit morning, I want you to thank me for all of your provision. Everything you've needed, I've given it to you. If you haven't gotten it yet, it's because you haven't needed it yet. Just thank Him right now as James leads us in this.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions faithful are. As Thou hast been, Thou for. great is.
Remember this tomorrow morning.
All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness.
Now just give him a clap offering. Now just give him a shout. Now just wave. Father, we acknowledge you in all we have been through. Now let's turn those lights down. You may be seated wherever you are. I've had several conversations this week with people that I've had two people ask me the same question. How is it you bottom line things the way you do? And I said, well, it's because I understand covenant. And God is a God of covenant. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's faithful to his covenant. He's more determined to be faithful to his covenant and to you than you are to him.
Amen.
Because he believes in you. And with that, the Illuminate team presented a special video. I said, the other thing is, I understand God's first principle, which I'll share with you so you get it in your mind in a moment. And that first principle is built around covenant. And God has an order for your prosperity, for your breakthrough, around his first principle. See, we aren't allowed to set God's order. God sets his order and we submit.
Amen.
And this is where a lot of people get out of sync in how they seek him. The Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, he had to say that for Judas's sake. Judas wanted to see a nation vibrant. But the Lord said, you're going to have to seek ye first the kingdom. Put your hand right here and say, the kingdom is within me. I think we forget that he wants his kingdom to work out through us. That's why he didn't have any problem going in the tax collector's office. He didn't have any problem going and being with the winebibbers. He didn't have any problem hanging on the cross with two thieves. He knew how to seek the kingdom, and he brought one of them into the kingdom with him. Amen. And so with that, there's this order. And my issue through all of the election crisis we've been through the last couple of years has been, but God has an order. Not us. God has an order for this nation. God has an order. And if we lose sight of that order, all of a sudden we're seeking something that is going to bring disappointment in us. And so this dance that they have done is about covenant. It's why people don't understand the importance of our first people of a nation. It's why we don't understand sometimes that the prodigal son has to come back. That there is a covenant-keeping God that welcomes us into the land. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He welcomes us in. He welcomes us. He sets his people in order. He puts within them a timing that is important. He puts a first people in a land. He chose Israel first and made it a nation that we could all model after. He said, first, Adam, man, plant me a garden. Now today, for the first time, we're going to have a garden tour after church for you, because it's part of first. It's the first, this weekend was the first time since COVID we've opened up and had garden tours. Let's thank God for that. And the group that toured the garden left an offering for First Fruit, knowing nothing about how we worship at First Fruit. See, if we're in God's order, we move in his timing. This month is about timing. Issachar understood Torah so they could interpret from heaven to earth what God was doing. And I want you to recognize during this video that first people have a worship place within them that God placed there because he knows they could only bring the land back into oneness with him. Let's enter in to this covenant first fruit display.
Calling you to come back home. Calling you to come back home. Come back.
You have to remember, God knit a special type of worship when he was forming you in the womb. There is something in you that is necessary to get unlocked, to get retimed, to get moving in some way that only is within you. He made you unique. He knit worship within you. The only way you can ever be satisfied is to reconnect with him. Once you do that, it's going to be like unlocking a treasure box in you. There is a sound in you. There is a movement in you. There is a destiny in you. Look at somebody next to you and say, it is in you. Coop, you and Rebecca, come stand right up here. They are headed to Modesto, California to attend Mario Murillo's outreach, evangelistic outreach. We say, unlock that evangelism within you. Lord, we loose it in them. We say something will get unlocked this time that's never gotten unlocked. I'm going to use Mario's word. You'll come to a place of tipping point that you need to tip over and pour out. Now, Father, we take this first offering for this garden this year, and we place it before you on this Issachar first fruit. We say, let new growth begin in all of us. Let new blossoming begin in all of us. Let something that has never come forth within us. Let's give a shout. Brian, let me show that first video. Now, I want to remind you of this. See, I get asked so many times, why do you do first fruit? Why do you do Shabbat? I get asked, I get said things about, and it's real simple. It's because God, if you don't get the first principles of God, you never get into the fullness of his plan for you in the earth. How many of us want to walk in his fullness? Well, you just have to remember him first. See, that's what first fruits does. We come. You have to remember, chaos first was his spirit. His spirit just didn't come. It was first. It hovered over the chaos. first spirit. All you've got to do is think beyond your humanistic thought processes and allow the spirit to rise up within you. Doesn't matter where you are. And then remember, he said, I want a garden first. You know why? Because he wanted to have boundaries for your prosperity. He wanted to have what you were to watch after. He wanted that to be activated in you. Each one of us that are listening and will listen to this have something that God ordained for us to watch after. And he wanted us to be cultivators. Everybody say the word cultivators. That means to bring forth what needs to be brought forth and multiply it. And I love what James and Robin were demonstrating up here, because man, it was not good for man to be alone. I knew Robin would get the last say. It was not good for man. You know what that means? The garden wasn't flourishing the way God intended it, so he had to take from man a portion that would make it flourish. Stand up, Miss Pierce. The closer you get to 70, the better you look. I'm telling you. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And remember, once God got all of that in order, man named the animals. That's why he knew Satan didn't have an upper hand in the garden. Man named the serpent. He knew the serpent. He knew what the serpent was capable of. Therefore, you can't ever put the enemy first in your warfare. God already knows his name. God will reveal his name of how he is attempting to stop you from accomplishing what God intends you to accomplish. And yes, you do have to face him off. Then God said, let's Shabbat. Why we are concentrating on Shabbat is because God said, let's Shabbat. Reform my time from last week so that you move in it right next week. It is a moment in time where you regenerate and all of that within you gets resynced. God said it. You can't go without Shabbat. I asked the Lord, what was the demise of our family? Because Keith and Penny and Cindy Jacobs both gave me a word that there was something still linked into my life from my dad that was creating health, major health issues in me. And the Lord said he forgot Shabbat. And all of a sudden I remembered when he went over to my aunt's and she said, I haven't seen you worshiping in a couple of years now. And he said, some need to worship, others need to work and make money. See, you forget that, you go into demise. It's just real simple. Don't make this difficult. Then he said, Israel first. Not America first. We are grafted in. If we put America before and not have our covenant alignment with Israel, we start a demise. It is that simple. And that is the enemy's strategy for America. See, I don't like, there's few politicians I like. I pray for them all, but at that level, there's powers and principalities that you have to be aware of. But I know when America starts deviating from the first. The minute we do that, we start demise. And then Yeshua said, if you don't seek kingdom first, I can't give you everything else you're seeking for. So some of you are hung up on not getting something that you need or possibly just want. The Lord says, just seek the kingdom first. I'll add everything to you. And then comes Rosh Kodesh in the Word of God. All of you, wherever you are out there, Rosh Kodesh is part of God's plan. I have had more flack over this than anything other than the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and house churches. First, Rosh Kodesh means come to me monthly so that you always remember to worship me first. That's what first fruits does. I don't try to make people come to church all the time. But I do know they need to find their place of connecting in first fruit worship. This first fruit is about Issachar. It's about timing. It's about moving from Judah going first. In other words, get your worship, get your war in order, and then move in with the strategy that I plan to give you this month. That's Judah goes first, Issachar behind him. God required them to go together. And then next month, since Zebulun with him at Pentecost, and that's where Pentecost comes in, so that supply would multiply so they could win every war. And then he says, I put first peoples in lands. You didn't choose, I chose. And I've coded them with certain things. See, I'm very aware of that if I'm in Africa, or if I'm in Australia, or if I'm in Taiwan, or if I'm in one of the states here. What was the first people that God coded the land into? So that we can align properly and uncode blessings that are held up. And then remember, don't go to war without the ark. The glory going before you. The glory becoming your rear guard. And then, whether you like it or not, Paul set an order. First apostles, not first pastors. That gift won't... Apostles and Judah all go together. That gift won't get you, that gift won't make you win the war. That gift will help you be secure, pastor gift. But it won't help you win the war. And then he said in Revelation, and he said it to me twice this year, don't forget my first love. Don't forget your first love. Because it's easy. That's what James was saying. It's easy to some way grow lukewarm in your love and passion. And then Pam and I were on the couch talking yesterday, and I said, you know, I don't make soup. You know, I'm not a cook. I said, you're the best cook I know. But without me in your life, you don't have some spice. And she said, that is the truth. 48 years of spice. She yesterday, I said, this is my day. She made me buttermilk biscuits. No gravy. I said, no, I've cut that out before the Lord. And then made collard greens. Can you believe it? I went all the way back to East Texas yesterday and started over and came forward. And then, you know what God is making us into? It's a peculiar race. It's a peculiar people. It's one new man. We haven't seen what a kingdom display is going to force our identity to look like once we allow the kingdom to come out of us. It will be beyond anything we have ever seen or experienced. With that, don't forget first fruit. Timing is important. And I decree over you this morning as Robert's coming that first fruit, Issachar, Er, will now reset the timing of every blessing that God wants to bring you during this season. Let's thank God for what he's doing. Welcome, Robert Heidler.
Amen.